Hey, Matthew.
How are you?
Can this week, can this week help from sort of a team building standpoint for you guys, you know, being away from home together as a team for 10 days?
You know, I think so. I think it's an opportunity for us to clear our minds, spend a lot of time together, and just refocus on the task at hand of playing the Chargers this week. I think you're right. It is kind of a team building experience, so hopefully we can make the most of it.
This is your, I guess, fifth straight game against a playoff caliber opponent. How mentally tough does the team have to be to sort of keep going with the grind each and every week?
You know, it definitely, the demands are high on our football team. We have to be able to refocus ourselves week in and week out, especially when you're dealing with the kind of opponents that we've been dealing with. I think so far we've had the right mindset and the right preparation. But it certainly hasn't been an easy road, and we just have to continue to take it one week at a time.
And then lastly, I mean, there's no moral victories and losses, but can you guys take away any positives from yesterday?
Well, you know, it's always tough when you lose, but I think the one thing that we can take away is the way we competed in a tough environment against a very good football team. So they got out on us early, but we kept fighting. Fought our way back into the football game and gave ourselves a chance to win it there at the end. We just couldn't make enough play.
Matthew, kind of along those same vein, just curious, what was the mood of the team right now after a loss like that?
You know, I think we're obviously disappointed. Every week we put so much into our preparation for our opponents and going on and wanting to perform well on Sundays, and when you come up short, it's obviously disappointing, but I think it's important for us to rally around one another and look, we still have a lot to play for. We still control our own destiny here, so we just have to bounce back and be mentally tough at this time, and I think we'll be able to do that.
You know, you mentioned a play here or there, and do you feel like after looking at the film that there's maybe too many of those plays here or there, and they all added up in the end?
Well, certainly, I don't think games are won and lost on one play. It's the body of work that you put on the field over 60 minutes, and I think over the course of the game, those plays definitely added up. And Green Bay, on the other hand, made those plays when they needed to, and hats off to them, they beat us yesterday.
How is this week sort of not necessarily a problem, but different for you guys from a game planning standpoint, you know, being away from home and how you guys adjust to that?
Well, I don't think they're going to be very much different. We're going to put the same effort and time and preparation into it as we normally would. The coaches are going to be doing everything that they normally do. The only thing that's different is the location that we're doing it in. So other than that, you know, there's no difference. We're all professionals. We understand what we have to do, and we're going to do it.